Life went to church last Sunday, so I could say a prayer. Something quite unusual that happened on that day. The church is started right on time, just like it does without a doubt. And everything was all just fine, except it came time to let us out. Keep on preaching, he kept preaching. He told us, I have one more thing to say, children, before you think of leaving. You better think about the judgment day. Everyone got nervous because everyone was hungry too. And everyone was wondering what was the next thing he would do. And the preacher, he kept preaching. He said, I'll remind you if I need you. Oh, better pay attention. I decided to preach all day. And everyone was getting so hungry that the old one started feeling ill. And the weak one started passing out. The young ones, they could not sit still. And the preacher's voice rose high. I snuck up to the balcony and I crept into the choir. And I begged my brothers and sisters, help me please. I said, I give you a signal. I said, when I raise up my hand, won't you please join with me together? Praise the Lord, I have a plan. The preacher, he kept preaching. As long as the struggle hard to fight, I prayed, Father, please forgive me. I stood up and with all my might I sang to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go eat. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Now listen to what the preacher said. Now let's go to the Lord and let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go eat. Yes, and I did give the signal. Yes, and I raised up my hands and join with me the choir. Whatever woman, a child and man, sing to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Listen to what the preacher said. Now let's go to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go. And the preacher, he stopped preaching. And a hush, the church, it filled. And then a great white dove from up above landed on the windowsill. And the dove flew down beside him. A fork appeared right in his hand. And with everybody watching, the preacher ate that bird right there. And then everyone got really nervous. The preacher, he did start to glow. And as he watched on in disbelief, words he spoke.
Still, mama's in the kitchen. She's been in there all day. I know she's cooking up something good. There's an hour here to pray.
And he sang to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for them now, let's go. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Listen to what the preacher said. Now it's
Thank you. Thank you all very much. John Hyde.
Oh, I love it.
You folks are great. Thank you.